Welcome to this week's episode of FTR's Weekly Trucking Update podcast, hosted by Avery Weiss. Join Avery each week as he dissects everything from market trends to economic indicators to explore how these factors are shaping the trucking landscape. Download the graphics package at ftrintel.com/podcasts. And feel free to use those slides as you defend your transportation thought leadership within your own company. So, buckle up as we embark on a journey through the dynamic and ever-changing world of trucking. And now, here's your host, Avery Weiss.
Welcome to FTR's Weekly Trucking Market Update. I'm Avery Weiss, Vice President of Trucking. This is episode 261 for the week of April 22nd, 2024. Before we start, a reminder you can download a PDF with graphics related to this discussion at ftrintel.com/trucking-podcast. So this week's podcast will be on the shorter side as we have only a few economic indicators to review and no side issues of particular interest. No worries if we do not make the time up next week. We'll definitely make it up the following week when we cover the labor market. Since we have some extra time, though, I should point out that FTR has just opened registration for its 20th annual FTR Transportation Conference, which will be held in Indianapolis September 9th through 12th. You'll definitely want to be there for September 10th, which is the day on which we focus on truck freight. We'll lay out FTR's forecast for the market, and we'll hear others' views on the current state of the truck freight market, as well as the outlook for the coming year. Depending on your interest, you might also want to be there on September 9th for the Truck Freight Equipment Day or Truck Equipment Day, or you might want a focus on freight beyond trucking, and you could combine the Truck Freight Day with the Rail Freight Day. There are different packages available. In any event, you can find more information, including a preliminary agenda, at ftrconference.com. Okay, we'll start this week with diesel prices, which were down for the third time in 4 weeks. The national average retail price of on-highway diesel declined 2.3 cents to $3.99.2 cents a gallon during the week ended April 22nd. Prices were up on average only in two regions, New England and the Central Atlantic, and in both cases the increase was about a cent and a half. Nationwide, diesel prices are 8.5 cents a gallon lower than they were a year ago. The only place where prices are not lower year over year is California, and there the average price is more than 28 cents a gallon higher. Meanwhile, crude prices have been moderating a bit recently. After trading between $85 and $87 a barrel for most of April, West Texas Intermediate has closed either under or just slightly above $83 a barrel since April 17th. Okay, let's talk about the spot market for truck freight during the week ended April 19th, which is week 16 of the year. The total broker posted rate in the truck stop system ticked up a fraction of a cent during the week as an increase in flatbed rates roughly offset declines in dry van and refrigerated rates. The total market rate was at its highest level since the end of June, but rates for van equipment were at their lowest levels in about a year. Flatbed rates were at their highest level since January of last year. Even with those changes, van rates were actually slightly higher year over year, while flatbed rates were down. The total broker posted rate ticked up 4/10 of a cent after moving up slightly more than a penny during the previous week. Rates were nearly 3% below the same week last year, and the five-year average for the week. Spot rates will get a boost in several weeks due to the Commercial Vehicle Safety Alliance's International Road Check inspection event, which is scheduled for May 14th through 16th. Even in a weak market like last year, Road Check fueled a jump in spot rates that largely reset rates for much of the rest of 2023. Dry van rates fell 3.4 cents after rising 2.6 cents in the previous week. Rates were at their lowest level since the week before last year's road check, and they were more than 1% above the same week last year, but about 6% below the five-year average. Refrigerated spot rates declined 6/10 of a cent after decreasing more than 1 cent during the previous week. Rates, which were at their lowest level in exactly a year, were more than 1% above the same week last year, but 6% below the 5-year average for the week. So dry van and refrigerated have very much the same experience relative to history. Flatbed spot rates increased 2 cents following a gain of about the same amount in the previous week. They were more than 4% below the same week in 2023 and 2% below the 5-year average. Let's look at volume. Total load activity declined 3% after easing 0.6% in the previous week. Total volume was down more than 1% from the same week last year, quite close, and was nearly 28% below the 5-year average. Dry van loads declined 3%. Volume was more than 5% below the same week last year and about 22% below the 5-year average for the week. Refrigerated loads increased just under 6%. Volume was less than 1% below the same 2023 week, but about 31% below the 5-year average. And flatbed loads fell about the same amount as refrigerated, 5.6%. Volume was less than 1% higher than the same week last year, but about 33% below the 5-year average for the week. Let's wrap up the weekly data with a quick look at mortgage rates, which were above 7% for the first time since December. According to Freddie Mac, the average rate on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage in the latest week rose nearly a quarter point to 7.1%. Freddie Mac said that in the near term, this would probably be the very near term, rising mortgage rates might actually spur more activity as some home buyers look at the landscape and decide to buy now before mortgage rates rise even further. Certainly as we look ahead, we do expect at some point the Federal Reserve to start reducing the interest rates. That's looking less likely to happen in June as it was a few months ago due to inflation. But in any event, people really anxious to buy homes may be making the calculus that in order to get lower interest rates, they're going to have to wait much longer than they thought they were going to have to wait before. And even when the federal target funds rate comes down, that doesn't necessarily mean a plummet in mortgage rates. Anyway, let's move on and let's talk about other aspects of the housing market. According to preliminary data from the Census Bureau, housing starts in March suffered their largest month-over-month drop since the lockdown month of April of 2020. Housing starts plunged 14.7% seasonally adjusted. That was after rebounding 12.7% in February, but that was after a 12.2% drop in January. Starts were down 4.3% year-over-year for the largest deficit since September. Starts fell for both single-family homes and housing units in multifamily dwellings, although the drop was sharper for the latter. Single-family starts were still up more than 21% year-over-year, while multifamily starts were down nearly 44%. Permits authorized for future construction fell 4.3%, which is the largest drop since September. For a change, multifamily permits outperformed single-family permits by holding firm month over month. However, single-family permits were still up more than 17% year-over-year, while multifamily permits were down about 22%. With single-family starts mostly rising recently and multifamily starts mostly falling, both appear to have hit an inflection point in terms of the number of units under construction. The number of multifamily homes still close to an all-time high, but it has been falling since last summer. On the other hand, single-family construction had been mostly falling since mid-2022, but has bottomed out and begun to rise. Sales of existing single-family homes had recorded their strongest seasonally adjusted gain in a year during February, but in March, they posted their sharpest drop since November of 2022. Sales fell 4.3% month over month and were down 2.8% year over year, which is on par with the year over year comparison in February. The National Association of Realtors noted an increase in the inventory of homes for sale, which is, of course, one factor in an increase in the inventory of unsold homes on the market at the current sales rate to 3.1 months. Although historically low, that inventory is the highest since November on a seasonally adjusted basis. In addition to inventory and mortgage rates, home prices have been a hurdle for home sales. That situation did not improve in March. The median price of an existing single-family home sold in March rose to $397,200, which is the highest since September. The median price is down nearly 6% from the record in June of 2022, but it's nearly 46% higher than the pre-pandemic month of February 2020. Okay, let's talk about the industrial sector. Industrial production grew 0.4% seasonally adjusted in March. That matched February's gain after an 0.8% drop in January that, as we know, was due in large part to weather. Industrial production was flat year over year. Manufacturing and utilities output bolstered IP, but the mining index fell 1.4%. IP declined at an annual rate of 1.8% in the first quarter. Manufacturing output rose 0.5% in March after rebounding 1.2% in February, following a 1.1% drop in January, also, of course, due largely to weather. Production was up 0.8% year over year. For the first quarter, manufacturing output was practically flat at a decline of just 0.1% annualized. Motor vehicles and parts production was the big strength for manufacturing in March, rising 3.1% and posting its highest seasonally adjusted output on record. Excluding automotive, manufacturing production was up 0.3%. March's gain in automotive output followed a 3.4% rebound in February after a 3.8% drop in January. Production was up 10.5% year over year. That is the strongest comparison since May of last year. The only 2 months recording a higher seasonally adjusted production level for automotive were July and May of last year, although the May level was only marginally ahead of March. Okay, let's recap some key takeaways for the week. Diesel prices dipped below $4 a gallon on average. Total spot rates barely moved as flatbed gains offset van declines. Mortgage rates rose, topping 7%. Housing starts plunged. Existing home sales fell after 2 months of gains. Manufacturing output rose in March, and automotive production approached a record level. Next week, we'll look at consumer spending, sales of new homes, orders for durable manufactured goods, and the gross domestic product for the first quarter of this year. We'll also recap the week in diesel prices and the spot market for truck freight as usual. That's it for FTR's Trucking Market Update, episode 261 for the week of April 22nd, 2024. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we hope you will join us next week.
Thank you for joining us for this week's Trucking Update podcast with Avery Weiss. Be sure to check out FTR's additional complimentary market coverage at ftrintel.com/state-of-freight-today.